Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Can you believe that today in 96 days is January 1st, 2019? It still floors me when I think about it because it seems to be creeping up so quickly. And I go, oh, wow. Now what? So when I just said that today in 96 days is January 1st, 2019, what just went through your head? Are you thinking about everything you still need to get done in 2018? Are you starting to worry about the holidays? What to give to whom? How much money to spend on each person? Can you attend any of the festivities, or do you have some medical issues that prevent you from doing so? Do you have an action plan? Do you use the 3D system? What's that? Quite simple. It's either do, delegate, or dump. And that shouldn't take more than 10, 15 seconds to make a decision. So when you come onto anything that takes your attention or needs your attention, and you're not sure what to do, think about the 3Ds. Either do it right away, or delegate it, or dump it. That frees you up from stress tremendously. Are you losing yourself by being stressed out or getting depressed, worried, sick? You know that stress can induce all those things because stress is extremely powerful, and it doesn't matter if it's positive stress or negative stress. The body, the brain does not know the difference. It just knows, feels, and senses that it's stress, and it acts accordingly. So, just to give you an example, 2 days ago, I sprained my wrist and thumb, and I'm still in pain. I can only type with one hand. And then I get this morning, oh my goodness, how does that affect me? Well, it was very simple. I had a decision to make. Am I going to hold the show or am I not going to hold it? And of course, as you can see right now, I am here because you can do a lot with one hand that you didn't think you could. It's all mind over matter. And if you want to know how I sprained it, excellent question. I have not the foggiest idea. I felt great the whole day on Tuesday. I felt great the whole day. And at night when I wanted to prep dinner, the dishes, and I was in excruciating pain. And the next morning my hand was so swollen. So now I'm taking care of it for sure. Anyhow, so those are things that I could stress out over, but is it worth it? No. So I made the decision, the conscious decision, to keep on living to the best of my ability, to do, be, and give my best daily. And that's where we're at right now. So I decided, because I can't type up all that stuff, I decided I'm going to share step 12 out of my stress reduction book and just kind of teach you a few things that I've learned over the last 10 years or more. But the last 10 years were the most effective ones to learn all these things. And I just wanted to share some with you to make sure I can help you de-stress, feel better, and feel authentic, and not worry about everything. Pardon me. Okay. How does stress affect your authenticity? When I ask that question, I go, oh, I don't know. But actually, I came to the conclusion it's best to be your true self. Be in control of yourself and do not let others influence you negatively. Stand up for what you believe. Stay away from the naysayers. Then I have four points there that kind of awaken you in your thinking and what you can or cannot do type thing. Number one, stress wears you down. Do not cave in to outside negative influences. And I've noticed that tremendously. I mean, it's just something people do. Many people feel like, I gotta give my 2 cents worth, and I don't care what I'm gonna say as long as I was heard. Well, it's not always the best thing. However, the decision on how you perceive it and how you take it is yours. So people who are negative, if they want to talk, I let them talk. Doesn't mean I have to listen. Doesn't mean I have to respond. I just let them vent and I go on. And so that was one thing. Then the next point, stress is destructive and can cause acting out or severe depression. Yeah, have you noticed what's happening to you when you get stressed? Are you turning into a short fuse? Your temper is kind of coming out and you go, oh my, what is going on with me? Well, quite often it's stress. And stress can happen for many different reasons. And I want to stress out right now and not be stressed about what can affect your stress level. Sleep. If you don't sleep enough, body is not as resilient as when you have slept your full amount that you need. Also, hours slept before midnight count twice as much for your REM cycle as hours slept after midnight. That was something I found in a medical science book. And some other things are when you don't eat, your body is weakened. And so you cannot actually resist. Your body just automatically goes into the defense system, which raises your stress level even more. When you don't hydrate enough, that's another one. Your body needs the liquid. It needs to hydrate the cells, the organs, the skin, the brain, everything in order to function properly. So take all those things into consideration and do them correctly so you don't stress out. When you have a balanced blood sugar, your body is so strong and your mind is even stronger. Your mind is one of the most amazing things, and it is stronger beyond recognition quite often. So I wrote there on point three, when people attack you, it makes you question what you believe and who you are as a person, which often causes a large amount of stress. If it's a particularly vulnerable time in your life, you can begin to believe their opinions about you, and your stress and depression only escalates. That's why point two and point one, get away from negative people. Don't let them influence you negatively. Nobody needs it. Nobody deserves it. There are always positive ways to make the same point, except stronger and better and more encouraging than being negative and destroying people. And so I really want to encourage you to just really live consciously every day. Pay attention to what you hear, what you see, what you believe. And when in doubt, use my favorite stop, challenge, choose, which means the thoughts you are holding right now in your head. Challenge them. Ask yourself, does it help me? Does it not help me? Does it benefit? Does it not benefit? What do I gain from it? And then choose the decision that best fits your needs, what you want to do, accomplish, or whatnot, and go from there. It is so important that you do what's best for you to keep yourself sane and not insane. Because people have, in my opinion, I'm just going to say it like that, just as it is, in my opinion, others who have not walked or are not walking in your shoes have no right whatsoever to tell you what you ought to do, have to do, need to do, and whatnot. Unless, of course, you're employed and then your boss tell you what he or she needs. But there again, it depends on how you do it. Just a quick example, because that is such an incredible one. I have a dentist here in my area, and I've been going there for 15 years. Before I chose one, I interviewed 50 dentists. I had written out qualities that I wanted, techniques that I wanted, and certain things. And she was the one who met it all. And I signed up with her. And I've been going there for 15 years, loving every minute I go in, being relaxed. I feel comfortable. I feel understood. I know I'm in the most capable, caring, and loving hands I can be. And her entire staff is family, not her blood family, but her dental family. And they all are always, always, always so kind, loving, supportive to each other and to all their patients. That is a place where I can actually relax. Can you believe that? Because I remember previous dentists where I couldn't wait till I could run out the door. And this one, I just really, really get what's happening. And each and every employee of hers tells me they came back or they worked for the previous dentist and saw her at work when she bought the praxis and decided when the previous dentist stopped that they wanted to go work with her. She is so loving and caring and thorough and gentle. That is the type of people we need around us. Yes, she's determined. I can't tell you how many times she sent the tooth back to the lab just because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Very determined, but it's always for her patient's best interest. And that's what loving, caring, and sharing is all about. And it takes all the stress out of me because I know I can totally trust. And those are the people we really want to surround ourselves with. And then the fourth part is be authentic no matter what. It helps to center yourself as often as you can with relaxation techniques such as breathing, meditation, and massage, whatever it takes for you to relax, a hot bath, a shower, that's all okay. I have some tips on how to live in your authenticity, which is what we're talking about. Because the more authentic you are to yourself, the easier life is because you don't have to remember who you are because you're truly yourself. You're not playing an act. You're not pretending. You are true to yourself. So, some of the tips. Living in your authenticity, is that tough for you? What's holding you back from being authentic? Have you had experiences where you allowed your authenticity to be compromised? Stress plays a big part in one's inability to live an authentic life. Self-hatred can destroy a person's self-esteem and lead to a never-ending cycle of worry and stress. My tip is be strong, be authentic, and live life to its fullest. Surround yourself with positive, relaxed people. Stay away from people who attack your authenticity. And always remain true to yourself. So that was step 12 out of my 15 key steps to reduce stress and increase health with my stress reduction book. And if you're interested in it, you can get it on Amazon.com. In order to write in a long title, just search for my name. Put that in the search engine there in the search thing. And just put in Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, last name, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, and it will pop up. You can get it in Kindle form for $2.99 only, or in a paperback. Or if you want it from me, autographed, let me know. It's a little bit more because I have to mail it, unless you live literally next door to me and we can meet and I can give it to you. So that's what I'm saying. Another reason that I want to touch on real quick is have a daily plan and some flex time for important changes. So everything gets done that's on your daily schedule, but it relieves stress. It's just important that you do it in block sessions, like you allow so much for something and so much for something else. And if something that is really important pops up, you can take the flex time and shift it to another time a day to still get it done, yet you can attend to what is important. For example, what I put on my flex all the time is phone calls, emails, groceries, things like that. And I have definitely made a decision not to answer my phone during the day unless it's a scheduled phone call. I know who I'm going to be speaking with and what about. So I'm prepared and I can cut it down in time and not just blabber around for half an hour to an hour and go, oh my goodness, I just wasted precious time that I could have used to help someone. And yet I frivolously spent my time just yapping away or gossiping. No way. I don't have time for that anymore. And that's why it's all on my plan. That's why my radio shows here, they're scheduled. They're planned. I know it's every Thursday at 11 a.m. I know I prepare for it. And I know when the time's up, the time's up, because it gives me the countdown on the air and the stream time left. So I know exactly where I can actually add more to what's not on the transcript or add less. Today, I did keep the transcript relatively small, especially because I was typing everything up with one hand since the other one is wrapped up with a sprained wrist and thumb. But as you can tell, I am a happy camper and everything is going great. So what I said, one of my main goals is actually to de-stress daily, breath, always be prepared, and do, be, and give my best daily. I have put a link in there that's actually worked out as a hyperlink for once again, and it is https://www.theodysseyonline.com/5-poems-2-com-the-hectic-mind. So it's pretty much theodysseyonline.com, 5 poems to calm the hectic mind. And the reason why I did that is I want you to have a chance to look at it and see what else can help. I have another one up that I could not put in, and it's actually poems to calm your mind. And, oh, wow, that's what I put in the search bar on the Google search. And it is amazing on how much popped up. One poem that I really just enjoy says, the mind. Okay, so S-T-I-L-L. Still the mind. Inhale peace. Let go of worries. Inhale, no, let go of worries, exhale stress. Notice the breath. Connect to all and embrace calm. And what that spells with the first letter up front is silence. Again, still the mind. Inhale peace. Let go of worries. Exhale stress. Notice the breath. Connect to all and embrace calm. So that's pretty cool. Another one. Your calm mind is the ultimate weapon against your challenges. So relax. And it was Bryant M. Gill who wrote it. You once told me you wanted to find yourself in the world, and I told you to first apply within to discover the world within you. You once told me you wanted to save the world from all its wars, and I told you to first save yourself from the world and all the wars you put yourself through. Apply Within by Susie Casson. So there are so many amazing poems out there, and I can't read them all, but it's just there's book suggestions and everything on that one. And there's Poetry to Soothe the Mind by Nina Harling. Let me see if I can open this one here and just read that one to you, if indeed it pops up. Huh. Okay, I got it. The sea is calm tonight. The tide is full. The moon lies fair. Upon the straits, on the French coast, the light gleams and is gone. The cliffs of England stand, glimming and vast, out in the tranquil bay. There are so many fun poems around. It's unbelievable. So let me see if I find one or two more. Oh, there is a book called Reclaim Your Brain, How to Calm Your Thoughts, Heal Your Mind, and Bring Your Life Back Under Control by Joseph A. Annibale, M.D., and Daniel G. Amen, or Amen, M.D. So that's pretty cool. So many suggestions to help you de-stress and feel good. Another little thing is Calming the Fearful Mind, a Zen Response to Terrorism. So it's just to be calm. Calm is one of the best things. And then there is Music to Calm the Mind and Lift the Heart, Piano Poetry Volume 2 by Amy Lynn Johnson. Peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart. And the author is unknown. So can you see how important it is? Oh, I just found one more that I really like. Just a picture even. I want to print that out and post it on my wall. Sometimes the only way to soothe your soul is to quiet down your mind and reconnect with God. Take time to just relax. Ask for help from above. Get some rest in the morning. Your perspective will be refreshed and renewed. Karen Kostyla. And it's under lifelovequotesandsayings.com. So, anyways, the main thing was, how does stress affect your authenticity? And I did talk about how we get stressed, how we can alleviate the stress, and how we can de-stress. And so that actually answers my main reason behind this show to talk about healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, because healthy body has to do with the mind, has to do with nutrition, has to do with hydration, has to do with our mindset. Because when we tell our mind something negative, our body reacts accordingly. Healthy body, as I said, goes with the mind together. The two are so close. And what happens when our body is not healthy and our mind is not healthy? We need to go see a doctor, get treatment, maybe get hospitalized, maybe get put in an institution for help for a while. All things that are going to put more stress, maybe not on us, but on our loved ones. It's going to be also financial stress unless you have a most incredible medical insurance that covers everything. It's going to put stress there because you're changing your surroundings. And for most people, change is stressful. For others, it can be very liberating and freeing. So again, know yourself. Know where you profit or benefit the most, where you can be at your best each and every day. And again, stay away from the naysayers. Don't listen to the ones who have not walked in your shoes and don't know where you are. Make the best out of every situation. And of course, what I love is for you to give me some feedback. What helped? What made you feel better? Gave you something to think and ponder? And you can connect with me on my email at dythomson@gmail.com. Make sure you put something in the subject line. For example, it would be, how does stress affect your authenticity? Or Blog Talk Radio Show 9/27/2018, or something that gives me a clue why you're writing to me. So when I usually get the first time mails from a new person, they go into spam. So I can pull it out because I look at every title very carefully before I delete it, so it does not go unnoticed and unanswered. And I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. But it is your responsibility to make sure I know what you want to refer to, so I know, you know, what to expect. Or you can text me or voicemail me. As I said, I don't answer the phone, but you can text me or voicemail me, and I'll listen to it when it's my allotted time for that. And I have my mind free of clutter, so I can focus on it. And the number is 562-335-4956. And you can also let me know, besides what you've learned, what you still would like to learn, that you did get your book or you don't want to get it. That's all right. Everything is up to you. It's your decision. Let me know if you want to be on my show, if you have something constructive to contribute. I would love to have you as a guest on my show, and you can do it from wherever you are. I will give you a calling number. And then we can talk like that, and it's going to be recorded, and you can then get your friends to listen to it. You know, you can get a point across. We can talk about it, and we, of course, prepare for it together. So this is it for today. I wish everybody a most wonderful Take Action Thursday instead of Thankful Thursday. I called it now a Thankful Tuesday. Have a motivational Monday, a Thankful Tuesday, a wonderful Wednesday, or working Wednesday, or whatever. Take Action Thursday, and a follow-up Friday. And it just goes on. I'm trying to make it fun so I can remember what day it is. So everybody, have a most wonderful, happy, healthy, and empowered week. And I'll talk to you next Thursday. Goodbye.